I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Twisted Todd, man. I got to tell you, growing up, I was all about some pinup girls, but my pinup girls were rocker chicks. And of course, I am talking about none other than Miss Lita Ford. And I had a chance to interview her today, and I'm proud to put that interview up here on the website for you, despite how much fangirling and blubbering I was doing with the one and only Lita Ford. So with that said, let the gushing begin. Hello.
Hi, this is Lita Ford.
Hi, Lita. This is Twisted Todd. How are you doing today?
Hi, doing good.
You taking a day off from touring today?
Kinda. I've got 7 interviews. I guess that's the day off.
Yeah, I was about to say that's a hell of a way to spend the day off by doing interviews, because you just did what, 2 straight days at Hampton Beach?
Yeah, we did, and then we did a couple shows before that. We did one show before that, so. Not too bad.
Awesome. So how are you liking it being on the road with Hailstorm? Is this the first time you've teamed up with Lizzie and the gang?
Yeah, we have. Yeah. Yeah, it's the first time I've seen them and met them. And they're just really nice people.
They really are. They are one of the bands that it's such a pleasure to work with them, because they're just as humble as great people as you could meet.
Right, right.
Well, and I'm excited because you guys are actually going to be in my neck of the woods on a 420 of all days.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, I'm very excited. I've met them so many times, and I am working really, really, really hard to try to meet you at that show, because I have never had a chance to see you live or meet you in person, and I'm super stoked.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you've got to come and see us. We've got a great band, got a great lineup.
Well, I've heard a lot of great things about Dorothy, the opening act, as well, so I want to check them out as well.
Yeah, it's a great lineup all the way around. Yeah, you can't lose.
Absolutely, and you're getting ready to, you're sporting that new album that's coming out on the 15th.
Right, right. Time Capsule comes out on the 15th, and then we have a new book out that was released on February 22nd. So we've got a lot of new stuff coming out, and I don't know if anyone's picked up the book yet. The book is done really well on Amazon. It was in the top 10 and Amazon it went to number 1 the day it was released. Rock Autobiographies, it's equivalent to The Dirt, they're saying.
Yeah, it's been making a lot of waves. And, you know, of course, haters have to hate and come out and be nasty about things. But, you know, I mean, hey, when you write a book, you got to be honest, right?
Yeah, and some of it hurts, because it is true, and the truth can hurt sometimes. You know, I know it did me, and that's why it's in the book. You know, it didn't just hurt the people that's reading it. You know, it's those are true stories. They're not made up stories. Like, some people think I'm lying just to get the book out. Like, why would I lie about something like, you know?
Well, I'll be honest with what we're talking about. You know, I can totally see that happening, because, you know, I've heard enough stories about the person in question there and the things that he's done, you know, back with Ozzy and Black Sabbath. And I could see that. I could definitely see that as being viable.
Well, you're probably one of the only people that said that, that has actually come out and said that.
Well, it's one of those things. People put certain people on a pedestal, and you start coming at them. Like, you know, when this whole thing about Bill Cosby first hit, at first I didn't want to believe it. I grew up on watching, you know, me and my cousin were raised watching Bill Cosby himself. We can recite whole parts of that.
Yeah, me too.
But, you know, you start hearing all this, and at first you're like, oh, well, you know, somebody's just throwing a story. But then all these people start coming forward, and you're like, you know, they can't all be lying. I'm sorry, they can't.
No, they're not lying, but the press has a way of twisting things, too.
Right.
You know, they don't quite get the story correct. And, you know, like, for instance, there was one article that said I was asked to join Led Zeppelin. I was never asked to join Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Robert Plant said to me, "You don't play bass, do you?" That was it.
Well, hey, exactly. And things like that get twisted, man, because,
yeah,
you know, people see what they want to see.
Exactly. And there are typos. You know, it is possible for HarperCollins to make a typo on something. And, you know, don't believe everything you read. It's not 100% correct.
No, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's what, how do you think, you know, people got, I don't know, freaking George Washington chopping down a cherry tree. I mean, you know, seriously, things can get so pulled out of whack that you get crazy stories like that.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, you're so dead on. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, I haven't picked up the book yet. My office neighbor down the hall here's got a copy. And I'm like, either when he's not looking, I'm going to steal his copy, or I'm going to go pick up a copy before coming to see you, because I really want to get that and get it signed. Because I read biographies a lot better than I do with fiction, because a lot of times fiction authors will throw in all these, you know, it's almost like they're trying to, like, I don't know, show who's got the bigger vocabulary. And I'm like, you know, biographies read so much better. Like, you're sitting at a bar with this person and they're telling you a story.
Yes, so that's true.
Yes.
This one is a really easy read. You can breeze through this, no problem. And it's hard to put down, because the stories keep you captivated, either in a funny way or in a real emotional way. There's a lot of ups and downs in this book. The right. funny stories are so funny you find yourself crying because they're so funny.
Right.
And then, you know, the other stories are just like, oh my God, what's going to happen next? So it's a really interesting book, and I think a lot of people are comparing it to Motley Crue's Dirt, because there's a lot of dirt in it.
Well, hey, and that's any good rock and roll biography is going to be that way.
Yeah, that's true. Tell it like it is.
Absolutely. I can't wait to grab a copy. I can't wait to see you April 20th. I mean, I'm excited, and I'm still working on, hopefully I'll get to come by and come back and meet you.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
That'd be great.
And before I let you go, I just got to ask, because I'm a guy who, you know, when I hit my 30s, my metabolism went to crap. How do you stay in such amazing shape?
Oh, thanks. I know a lot of people have trouble with that, but you really have to get your heart rate up once a day.
Right.
Get your heart rate up and crack a sweat. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people have physical manual labor jobs where they actually, construction is one that really works very hard. But some people have desk jobs where you don't crack a sweat. Just end up doing a lot of paperwork and typing. And those are the kind of jobs where you need to just walk to work. Put on some tennis shoes and ride a bike or walk.
Well, I was actually inspired to ask you that, because the office neighbor who I said has that book on his desk right now, he says, man, she still looks amazing in leather pants. I'm like, yes, she does.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know a lot of it's genetics, too, because my mother and father, they were thin until the day they died. They never gained weight. They could eat anything they wanted, and they never gained weight.
Oh, and I hate those, man. I'm like, I have a donut, and it's like they're at my ass.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful. Don't eat donuts.
I know, man. It's hard. I'm wired to love junk food.
And don't eat late at night before you go to bed.
Right.
You don't want to stuff yourself.
Exactly.
That's not a good time. So get your eating out of the way early in the day. And don't stuff yourself before you go to bed, and get your heart rate up at least once a day.
Absolutely. Well, my heart rate's going to be up come April 20th. I can't wait to see you at Spartanburg Memorial Auditorium. It's going to be a great show.
Awesome. Can't wait.
Lita, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I absolutely appreciate it. And like I said, I hope to see you soon.
My pleasure. Pleasure to speak to you.
Absolutely. You take care.
You too. See you soon.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.